I enjoy testimonies. I enjoy when God's people will speak up a little, thank the Lord for the salvation that they enjoy in Christ, the life that we now live in the flesh. He wants us to enjoy, doesn't he? If you have your Bible, turn to the book of St. John, chapter 14. John, chapter 14. For sake of reading, I'm going to go on down in verse number 15. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." And I want to talk this morning to you a little bit about another comforter. Another comforter. When Jesus said that, "I will pray the Father and he shall give you another comforter." Our Lord was a comfort to his disciples. He was a comfort to all that come in contact with him. He was bread to the hungry. He was water to the thirsty. He raised people from the dead. Stopped the tears of moms and dads whose children were sick. Families that he no doubt helped. For the time that he was on earth in his ministry, he was a comfort. And not just a comfort, a great comfort. If you could have stood next to our Lord, you would have felt the presence of comfort just being in his company because of who he was, because of his love for man. You know, we find great comfort in love, don't we? In someone's love for us. And Christ wanted us to know above everything that he loved us, that his heavenly Father loved us, and he wanted us to love him, but he loved us, and he loved his disciples. They found that great comfort. He was going away, and this is that great chapter of comfort. He told them in verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And he knew that they were going to be shaken. He knew that they may be somewhat disturbed. So he began to give them this great group of words. I don't know exactly how to say it, but he began to tell them where he was going, why he was going, that they would be coming, that he is preparing, all the things that even a child could understand and
gain comfort from. You know, not just that you're going away. Where are you going? Well, I can't tell you. He told them where he was going, what he would be doing, and that he would be coming again, didn't he? And I want us to look at this another comforter. The Lord said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. And that's another intercessor. That's another one to give you help. That's another one that will be called near to you. And I thought about something that the disciples had been with the Lord for so long. And he says something in this chapter. And it clicked to me. Something that you and I can learn about our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And what he gives to us and what he does for us. When the Lord had told his disciples, as Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. That was in verse number 8. In verse number 9, Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. This is the exact, if you want to say, replica of what the Holy Spirit does for us in Christ's stead. As Christ dwelled with his disciples, he was showing them the Father. And all that he spake of the Father. Now we have another comforter, just like him, that dwells with us. And we say, I want to know Jesus more. Well, we have him with us. As much as we would know the person of the Holy Spirit, he speaks of Jesus. He shows us Jesus. He gives us the same love, tells us the same words. Amen. All that the Lord would do, the Holy Spirit does. I thought that was a great picture. How that Jesus said, Philip, how long have you been with me? You've not seen the Father. And now, church, how long has the Spirit of God been with us and we have not seen or known Jesus? He is the Spirit of Christ. He is in Christ, amen? And he is the Spirit of Christ. And you and I have the Spirit of Christ in us. And so our Lord is teaching and giving comfort to his disciples and then now telling them, I'll pray the Father that he will send another comforter. One just like him. Amen. One that would pray with them, that would pray for them, that was an intercessor, one that would give help the way our Lord gave help, one that is called near, that Parakletos, one called alongside. And our Lord was certainly, came to his own, came. He called them and came to them, didn't he? They didn't come to him. He came to them and called them. And so the Holy Spirit does that. Now, some things that we learn from another comforter, some things that you and I can receive from the comforter to have the relationship with him that we should have, to understand him, to know more about him. He is our abiding spirit. He is our comforter. He is the one that gives us assurance. He is the one that gives us truth. Even the spirit of truth. The Bible said in verse 17, the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth. Think about that. He is that divine spirit of truth. He is the true spirit. See, there's a lot of spirits, but he is the true spirit. The true spirit of God. There are many. The apostle John said, try the spirits. See whether they're of God. See, he is the true spirit. The spirit of truth means he is the true spirit. Not just the spirit that reveals truth or speaks truth, but he is the true spirit. The true spirit of Christ. Amen. The one divine spirit come from God. Amen. Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you. He is the Spirit from God. The Spirit from the Father. The one true intercessor. The Spirit that comes from the Father, whom the world cannot receive. The world cannot receive. Now, does that mean a lost person can't receive him? That's not what it's saying. He's saying the world cannot receive. You see, the world and the social directions, the people of the world, the way of the world, everything about the world, as it is the world, they cannot receive him. A sinner must be converted to receive him. See, he is the person that dwells in the church and with the church, and the world cannot receive him. They do not have him. And the reason that they do not have him, they cannot receive him, is because, and the Bible said two things. It seeth him not, which means they don't behold him, they don't consider him. They don't consider him. They don't behold him. They're not looking for him or looking to him. Neither, he said, neither knoweth him. It seeth him not, neither knoweth. That means they're not aware of him. Most people, listen, I say, unless they've come across true Christianity or a true believer, they have no idea that such a one even exists. They don't know him. They don't know him. I remember when I was lost, I did not know him. Did not know such a person existed that would come and abide in someone, that would empower us, that would reveal truth to us, that is the third part of the Trinity, that is the true Spirit of God, that he has sent down from the Father. All these things, we don't know him. The world, it doesn't see him and it doesn't know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be with you. He abides in us. Remember the great discourse coming up, John 15, about abiding. Well, see, he abides. He dwelleth with you. Means he abides with you. Amen? He continues with you. He endures with you. Amen? He'll always be. There'll never be a time that a child of God will be without the Spirit of God. Never. There's never a time. There's never a time in your life after you are saved that the Spirit of God is not with you and in you. He is in you. We are baptized of Him. Amen. Born of Him. Drawn of Him. Taught of Him. Amen. The Bible says that in verse 19, yet a little while. That's not long when Jesus said that. It was actually about 20 hours. And the world seeth me no more. He was leaving. When Jesus said, yet a little while, I mean, it was just about a day away. He's going to be gone. So you see how here time is just a little under a day. Other places he may talk about a little while, and it may be a great bit longer than 24 hours. That you know something about your Bible when you read it. The world seeth me no more. When he said the world seeth me no more, doesn't mean they're not aware of him because he was there. This word means that they are not a spectator of him anymore. See, when he was here, they saw him. He was as a spectator. They beheld him. They watched him. They followed him. Everywhere he went, what he did, what he said. I mean, why do you think many of them could come and say a lot of the things that he said and then twist them and say them wrongly? Because they were spectators. They were everywhere that he was. This man, Jesus, was different. He was a comfort to his disciples. He was the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Amen. He that would come is the resurrection and the life. He's the one that raised Lazarus from the dead. They knew who he was. They were spectators. They saw him for a little while, but then he was going to be gone. Let me tell you something. We still see him. The world can't see him. The world seeth him not. Amen. They don't know him. They don't see him. They don't know him. But we know him. And we see him. Through the Holy Spirit we do. He reveals Christ to us. Amen. All of Christ. That you and I could know him. Amen. I'm getting to a part to know all things, he said in verse number 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He's sent of the Father, and he's sent in the name of Christ. He's sent in the stead of Christ. When one is sent in the name of another, he is sent in his stead. He is another comforter. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. What does that mean, all things? It means the whole of Christ. He'll teach you all things. That's the whole. That's the length, the breadth, the width, the height that Paul was talking about. To know the love of Christ, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost teaches us that. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. The Holy Ghost teaches us all things. All things. Whatsoever I have said unto you. All that Jesus had said to them. All that He says to us. All that He wants to say to us. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the one that the Father sends in His name to show us the whole. Ain't that good? You and I should be continually being, He would reveal Christ continually. Listen, we should never get to the place we're not knowing something more of Christ. That you and I become more like Him. He said in verse 21, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Now, you look through here, and you look in many other places. One of the greatest things the Holy Spirit is teaching you and I is about that love that Jesus is talking about. That love that causes the world to know we're His disciples. That love that shows us how much God loves us. That love. How much love? What manner of love? The Father. Do you see how He says it in different places? But what manner of love? What kind of love? The Spirit of God teaches us the whole of God's love. The whole of the love of Christ. Amen? And we see that not just of Christ on the cross, even of Christ now as high priest and intercessor. In everything that Christ is and all that He does. And He loved you and I. That's why He sent another comforter. The very existence of the comforter is a manifestation more of God's love for you and I. To not leave us comfortless like an orphan, amen? That's what that means. To leave us like an orphan. Why? Because we're not orphans. It's God's reminder and it's God's love to do it. You're my child, my child, my child. Every time the Spirit of God reveals Christ unto us, it's a reminder we are His children. Paul said in Romans, he that hath the Spirit of God is the Son of God. I'm not quoting it just right, but it'll hit me here in a minute. If we have the Spirit of God, because we're the sons of God. We're His children. He reminds us of His love. He said, He will manifest myself unto him. I will love him and will manifest myself. At the end of verse 21, Jesus saying that. I will manifest myself unto him. The Holy Spirit's here. But yet Jesus is saying, I will manifest myself. Has He not so long been with us and we've not known Christ? He's manifesting Himself unto us. Which remains, He declares plainly. Jesus, this word also means, you're going to like this, He manifests Himself means He exhibits in person. He will manifest it to us. means he'll exhibit it in person. The person of the Holy Spirit is the person of Christ. To say you have the Spirit of Christ in you is to say you have Jesus in you. To say you have Jesus in you is to say you have the Father in you. And we are in Him. He is in us and we are in Him. Are you bored? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Jesus is leaving them in peace and with peace, and then said, my peace I give unto you. He's the Spirit of peace. The peace that you and I have comes directly from the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of peace. Not just the Spirit of truth, but the Spirit of peace. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice. Because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Now you can study this out. Jesus, when there's times that when we look at our Lord, we're looking at Him in His humanity, which here started 33 and a half years. But His divinity is eternal. And here He is going back to be joined, which means He is revealing what He said at the beginning of the chapter, I and my Father are one. And He said, you would rejoice because you know I go into my Father and my Father is greater than. In other words, the eternal God. I don't want to say something wrong. It looks like He's saying, they looked at Him as if He was in the flesh, Son of Man, a 33 and a half year old man. And Him going to the Father is proof that He is more than it, because if He goes to the Eternal One, means He's eternal. Does that make sense? They should rejoice. We have been following the Eternal One. Every time He said, I am the bread of life, He was letting us know He's the I am. All the things that He said, He's going to the Father. Who has power to do that? The Lord, Jesus, the Spirit of God. Listen, that Eternal One who abides in us and now has made us eternal. We are eternal. Our soul and spirit, Brother Ronnie, is eternal. And it'll eternally live. Eternal life. Life. Life with the Father. Life with the Son. Life with the Holy Spirit. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. That's verse 25. Verse 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. See, that's the world. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. This is the Father's word, the Father's command. Jesus said, I do always those things which I hear from the Father. Verse 23, I'm reading it backwards for a reason. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. We will come unto him. The Holy Spirit coming to us is them both coming to us. Them that love him. And the Father and the Son makes their abode with us. Judas, not Iscariot, in verse 22, said, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Because they cannot see what's on the inside. Body of Christ, they were spectators. They could see him. See, now the world seeth him not. They can't see the Holy Spirit. They don't see him. They don't acknowledge him. Not at all. They mock the church. They don't even know where the true church is. Many look at religion today as the church. They don't know where the Spirit of God is, or that he even exists. That he exists. He exists in you. He exists in me to reveal his love in us. Amen. To reveal his truth. To reveal all things, the whole of Christ to you and I. Amen. I want you to stand this morning.